Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem's 101.9 Chai FM. And I was wondering, of course, about the Olympics as a brand in terms of the marketing. It's quite a difficult year for them. And we do know that Toyota had kind of removed itself from being one of the sponsors. They were worried about the reputational damage if there was going to be. Dina Diamond is a marketing expert. She's joining us this morning. Dina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very chilly, but very well. How are you?
Yeah, very, very. You know what? I'm finding it particularly cold, and I think it's because I'm very thin. So it could be that. But I don't know.
You were on the path. You're training for the next Olympics.
Right. Yes. There's that as well. So the Olympics are this massive. I don't know. It's gargantuan in terms of its marketing, its brand, and all of those things. This Tokyo 2020, in brackets 2021, must have been very difficult for them to figure out in terms of marketing and branding.
Listen, absolutely. But as you say, the Olympics are the Olympians. It is a gargantuan brand, and it literally does stand on its own. And even though it was complicated, and even though it was potential delays and no one knew if it was going ahead or wasn't going ahead. I mean, it literally got cancelled last year, 4 months before it was supposed to sort of fully roll out. It can't be ignored by brands, and brands still came in their numbers. There are 14 official brands. There's a whole range of tiers of the brands. And those key tier sponsor brands stayed there. So the major brands, I'll just give you a quick rundown, the worldwide Olympic partners, and they've got this pretty much for a 4-year sponsorship. It's Coca-Cola, Airbnb, Alibaba, Atos, Bridgestone, Dow, General Electric, Intel, Omega, Panasonic, P&G, Samsung, Toyota, and Visa. So those are all very well-known brands.
I was just going to say, it's the world's largest brands, really.
Yeah, absolutely. So they definitely feel that they get the mileage. Because, I mean, for example, Coca-Cola is purported to be paying $1 billion for their 4-year sponsorship deal. I mean, that's not some light change. So they clearly are in it to win it. And they've been a sponsor since 1928. So they're definitely seeing the value from it. But if we look at what they actually pay in terms of the actual sponsorship fees, it's nothing in compared to what it actually costs to host. And that's why they have to have the sponsorship fees. So you've got Olympic partners, and then you've got Tokyo, the actual partners, local 2020 now Olympic gold partners. There are a whole bunch of those. And obviously they pay less and less as you go down the tier level. And then you've got the Olympic official partners, and then you get supporters. And all of those people will pay towards the actual Olympics. And the Olympic committee, people say, well, what do they do with the money? They actually spend most of it on sport development and on initiatives that are hosted within the Olympics. They do, and they also, and then the additional is for operating costs. And the host city, I mean, I don't know if you know how much the host city pays, but Tokyo has been rumored to have spent $20 billion on hosting the Olympics. So it is a massive, massive outlay of money. And you have to say, well, is it worth it from a marketing point of view, from a revenue generation point of view, to even host the Olympics, to be associated with it? Because, I mean, we know countries bid on the Olympics, and it is like the ultimate dream to host the Olympics in your own country, and especially in like a city like Tokyo, which is, I mean, I've been there, it's phenomenal. And the only thing is that, so they've spent the $20 billion, but they should have been getting, from ticket sales alone, they should have been getting probably $800 million to $1 billion back just on the ticket sales.
Right.
And we know that this year is really different because there are no fans.
No,
I mean,
no,
if you watch the opening ceremony, it was very sad. I mean,
I also thought that's what I was feeling. You know, you need the people. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's an introvert extrovert thing, but I certainly need people for the energy. I couldn't care less about the sport, really.
No, I don't think introvert extrovert. I think if you have trained for 4 years and now for 5 years for that event, you want to walk into that fanfare. You want to walk into
and you
that
deserve
stadium,
it, damn it.
With
your Felskunner held high.
Yeah, the South African outfits were a little bit.
What did you think? I thought they were awesome. Well, no, I didn't like the shirts, but I love the veldtskoene with the red dressing. Did you not? Okay, 3-4-5-1-9.
That's part of the branding.
I think it was wonderful. 3-4-5-1-9. Who are you going with on this? Me or Dina? Did you see the South African outfits? I think they were awesome. They were veldtskoene. Like, some of them had red soles with red laces. Some had green soles with green laces. Personally, I love the red ones. Then they had, like, it was almost like car keys. It was definitely like a Buddha kind of a vibe.
Exactly. They looked like they were Buddha going back to the farm.
And then the shirt was kind of a Madiba kind of a vibe. I thought they looked awesome. But what did you think? 3-4-5-1-9 or 061-895-1-0-1. Yeah. One, none. So let us know what you think. All right. So.
But I just have to tell you on that, on the other note, the Italians who are normally super slick, super stylish, walked in. They looked like a bunch of Teletubbies. They had the hugest flag, like in a circle on the front of their outfits, obviously with the Italian colors. They just looked like Teletubbies. I was very sad.
That is sad for the Italians. We do expect a lot more. We do expect more from the Italians for that, definitely. So you're saying the ticket sales now, it's $1 billion there that they're just never getting back.
Lost. Absolutely. But with that being said, the ticket sales are a huge amount of money for the Olympic Committee, but, the broadcast rights are worth $4 billion. So if they had cancelled the Olympics, they would have had to have paid back $4 billion just to the broadcasters for those broadcast rights. And that is where the majority of the income comes from. Mm-hmm. So even though it was supposed to be Tokyo 2020, if you notice, all the branding on the entire event has remained Tokyo 2020 because they were ready for it. Everything was printed. Everything was done. The money was paid. If they had to change that branding to 2021, it would have cost a couple of more billion. I mean, just the delay from last year to this year has cost Tokyo $3 billion.
But even if you think about hotel bookings and restaurants and all of that touristy stuff, from taxis to buses to train, everything,
So they estimate that potential to be $7 billion. So they have lost out on all of it because, number one, as you say, fans are not allowed to be attending, even the athletes. So even they, when they walked into that Olympic stadium for the opening ceremony, not all the athletes were allowed to be there. There was a limit per country. And unless you had the two, shame, from like Eritrea. And then you had, some of the athletes staying in the village. So you've got over 11,000 athletes that are there for the games, but you can only arrive 5 days before your event. You have to leave 2 days after your event. So they are really trying to minimize it. And I just want to touch back on what you said with Toyota. So they even, as a sponsor, have pulled back slightly. So they haven't pulled out of the games, they have realized that as a Japanese brand, it would be completely tone deaf to send representatives to the ceremony. So what they did is they decided to, because there were actually mass protests in Japan and outside the stadium when the actual opening ceremony was happening. So the actual Toyota board, or whatever, I mean, it's a big decision to say that you're going to pull your ads in Japan, in the country that you are sort of known to be in, and for the Olympics there, because they felt that apparently every survey that was done with the Japanese population, the majority of Japanese said they were against holding the games because they are currently going through a massive surge in coronavirus cases. So for Tokyo, over 1,000 cases is quite a lot in a day. And because they're having the surge, they are saying that the Olympic Committee is neglecting the actual issues in Tokyo, and even the country is neglecting those issues. So there was a lot of outcry about this. So Toyota had decided, and actually some other brands, especially the Japanese local partners, not to send representatives to the stadium so that it wouldn't have been seen like, you know, people have to be keeping social distance and not attending events, but here the double standards are from the sponsors. So they still were getting mileage out of it, especially globally, but within Japan itself, they weren't attending the ceremony, which I think probably was the wrong decision.
Absolutely. Fascinating indeed. Karen says, I think the South Africans look pretty cool. And Jonathan says, how awesome to have Adina back on your show.